caused us to fall asleep.
And I cannot understand your actual position.
And I could not understand your actual position. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Khanda 5.663.
Another night we worship Chandi.
On another night, we worship Chandi in various ways.
And then we came armed with swords, knives, shields.
Then we came armed with swords, knives, and shields.
And tridents.
And tridents. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Khanda 5.664.
Adbhut mohima dekhilam shei dine sarvobani ache bedi padatiko bani.
That night, we saw something astonishing.
That night, we saw something astonishing.
And wonderful.
And wonderful.
The whole house was surrounded by foot soldiers.
The whole house was surrounded by foot soldiers. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Khanda 5.665.
Each soldier was as powerful as a mad elephant.
Each soldier was as powerful as a mad elephant.
And they all wore garlands which extended down to their knees.
And they were all wearing garlands which extended down to their knees.
From their necks.
Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Khanda
5.666.
Each of them were chanting constantly the holy name.
Each of them were chanting constantly the holy name.
And you were inside the house, sleeping very blissfully.
And you were inside the house, sleeping very blissfully.
I mean, not only thieves never admit all the details of their crime.
Normally thieves don't admit all the details of their crime.
So when he came before Lord Nityananda, he was crying, he was rolling on the ground.
But when he came to Lord Nityananda, he was crying, he was rolling on the ground.
All the hairs on his body had stood on end.
All the hairs on his body had stood on end.
See that boy there?
See that boy
how
there?
He's sitting?
See how he's sitting?
That's called the Virasana.
That's called the Virasana.
Sometimes Lord Nityananda would sit in that pose, and different devotees would go in front of him dancing.
Sometimes Lord Nityananda would sit in that pose and have different devotees go in front of him and dance.
And each devotee would dance wildly.
And each one, they would dance wildly.
Wildly. Not wildly.
Wild.
And next one.
Next one.
He would have people dancing like that.
So he would have people dance like that, dancing like that.
Back to the story. Anyway, some people had said, he's a thief.
Anyway, some people had said, he's a thief.
Maybe
he's just putting on a show.
And then when he gets a chance, he'll steal. So, why did you ask him? Tell me, what's your realization of Krishna?
So Lord Nityananda asked him to tell me, what is your realization of Krishna?
He's expressing himself.
So he is expressing himself. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antyakanda
5.667. Tobu nahi bujilang mohima tomar.
Allah had such sinful hearts.
I had such sin.
All of us
had such sinful hearts
that we didn't understand your actual glories.
We did not understand your actual glories. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antyakanda
5.668.
Whose infantry soldiers had come and from what place?
Whose infantry soldiers had come and from what place?
Seeing like this, we went. We went away, and that thinking like this, we went away in that way.
Thinking like this, we went away in that way. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antyakanda 5.669.
After some days, we came yesterday.
So after some days, we came yesterday.
And when we came, our two eyes were lost.
When we came, our two eyes were lost. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antikanda 5.670.
Under the house, all the thieves have become blinded.
Entering the house, all the thieves had become blinded.
And in various places, they fell down.
And in various places, they fell down. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antikanda
5.671.
Ferns, leeches, insects, and violent storm, rain.
Thorns, leeches, insects, violent rain.
And hailstones.
And hailstorm.
They all struck everyone.
They all struck everyone.
And no one had the strength to leave that place.
And no one had the strength to leave that place. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antikanda 5.672.
তবে শেষে সবার হইল ভক্তি যোগ
experienced by everyone.
Great pain by Yamaraj was experienced by everyone.
But at the end, after suffering, and finally, all of us got Bhakti Yoga.
But at the end, after suffering, finally, all of us got Bhakti Yoga. Haribol!
Jai Nitai!
Jai Nitai!
Last night, I was embracing Giriraj Swami.
Last night, I was embracing Giriraj Swami.
And he kept his head on my heart for a long time.
And he kept his head on my heart for a long time.
And then he said, and I just hear in your heart that you're dancing.
Then he said, I just hear in your heart Nitai Gaur dancing.
I was thinking that we know the song Nitai Gaur Bole Nache Amar Mon.
So I was thinking we know the song Nitai Gaur Bole Nache Amar Mon.
Nitai Gaur, he was chanting Nitai Gaur.
That he was chanting Nitai Gaur.
I could hear dancing in his mind.
And I could hear dancing in his mind.
So the Dagites, Lord Nityananda, he's not a stereotype. He's not a robot.
So Lord Nityananda, he's not a stereotype, a robot.
No,
In the Sweta Swatara Upanishad, it says Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam.
All the eternal, he is the supreme eternal.
Of all the eternals, he is the supreme eternal.
Of the conscious, he is the supreme conscious.
Of the conscious, he is the supreme conscious.
So, how he delivers people. That may be different for different people.
So how he delivers people, that may be different for different people.
These are ruffians, mafia type, coming to steal his wealth.
These are ruffians, mafia type, coming to steal his wealth.
So he had them experience different things.
So he had them experience different things.
But they didn't come to their consciousness. So it got very heavy.
So they didn't come to their consciousness till it got very heavy.
And then they realized that he is the Supreme Lord.
Then they realized that he is the Supreme Lord.
Haribo!
Haribo! Haribo!
And they had a change of heart.
And they had a change of heart. Chaitanya Bhagavat Antakanda
5.673.
By your mercy, we remembered, we got remembrance of your lotus feet.
By your mercy, we got remembrance of your lotus feet.
And that way, you give us a single-pointed remembrance.
And in that way, you gave us single-pointed remembrance
for all of us.
For all of us. Haribo. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, 5.674. Gumraj, one more eye.
All right.
I'm failing.
I can't. Sorry, Gumraj. Is that better?
Thus, all our vision, our eyes, were restored.
And thus, our vision, our eyes were restored.
We could understand your greatness.
And we could understand your greatness.
Our deliverer of the fallen.
The deliverer of the fallen.
Patit Pavan.
Patit Pavan.
So, some devotees were asking, well, why did the Nanda so merciful? Why did he cause the people to suffer so much?
So some people were asking, if Lord Nityananda is so merciful, why did he cause these people suffering so much?
In this way, they came to their senses.
But in this way, they came to their senses.
And how He delivered the Jagai Madai in one way, and how he delivered these armed robbers.
How he delivered Jagai Madai, how he delivered these armed robbers.
But they all became devotees.
But they all became devotees. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Khanda
All these sufferings are not important.
All these sufferings are not important.
But we have remembered you in your lives. That is the real glory.
That we have remembered you and your glories, that is the real glory. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Khanda, 5.676.
By this remembrance, the bondage of ignorance is cut.
By this remembrance, the bondage of ignorance is cut. Is cut.
And easily one could go to Vaikuntha.
And easily one could go to Vaikuntha.
And easily one could go to Vaikuntha Dham.
And easily one could go to Vaikuntha Dham. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Khanda, 5.677.
Kohiya kohiya dijo kande urdhorai heno lila kare prabhu abhudhutorai.
As the Brahmana spoke,
he cried profusely.
Such pastimes are performed by Lord Nityananda Avadhut.
Such pastimes are performed by Lord Nityananda Avadhut. Thus ends the chapter.
Entitled.
Thus ends the chapter entitled, The Dacoit Leader Describes the Whole Incident to Lord Nityananda, under the section, The Pastimes of Nityananda. Down.
So, I normally read one chapter a day. Do we have time to read another chapter?
Do you want to hear what Lord Nityananda said?
Yeah. It's already 8:30.
Oh, it's already 8:30. They'll have to tune in later. Huh? They'll have to tune in later. Bhakta Avatar Prabhu is saying it's a special opportunity. We should take it. You don't know when we'll see you again. How many verses?
There's a Ratra Yatra going on somewhere else in the upper valley, so the devotees have to go.
There's a Ratra Yatra going on in an up in the upper valley, and some devotees have to go, like
all right. Devotees. Are there any questions?
Is there any questions?
Comments?
Yes, Maharaji.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances. My question is, how can we attain the stage of pure chanting or Shuddhanam?
How can we attain the stage of pure chanting or Shuddhanam?
How can we attain the stage of pure chanting?
How can we attain the stage of pure chanting?
Well, gradually that would come. But because of mercy of Nityayor, then that comes very quickly.
But if we get the mercy of Nityayor, then that can come very quickly.
How the dacoits, they got the mercy.
How the dacoits, they got the mercy.
In less than a month.
In less than a month.
They were crying for Krishna.
They were crying for Krishna.
Such is the pastime of Lord Nityananda.
Such is the pastimes of Lord Nityananda.
He's an avadut.
He's an avadut. You never know what way he will give you mercy.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances.
Dear Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances.
Guru Maharaj, we heard from you before to please Radha Krishna, we need to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we need to please Nityananda Prabhu. So Guru Maharaj, can you please tell how we can please Nityananda Prabhu and get his mercy?
Shastra tells us that the spiritual master is very dear to Lord Nityananda.
Shastra tells us that the spiritual master is very dear to Lord Nityananda.
So if you please the spiritual master, then you can please Lord Nityananda.
So if you please the spiritual master, then you can please Lord Nityananda.
That's one way.
That's one way.
Of course, other than that, our Lord Nityananda was giving out his mercy to those who are chanting.
Of course, how Lord Nityananda, he was giving out his mercy for those who were chanting.
So, and he was told by Lord Chaitanya to go back to Bengal.
When he was told by Lord Chaitanya to go back to Bengal,
he stopped in Panihati first.
He stopped in Panihati first.
And Raghava Pandit, he asked, how many are you?
And Raghava Pandit, he asked, how many are you?
And there were more or less 50.
There were more or less 50.
Okay, he said, take your bath in the Ganges, and in 1 hour I'll have a feast ready.
So he said, you go take a bath in the Ganges, and in 1 hour I'll have a feast for all of you.
Well, those are cooks. These are 50 people in 1 hour.
So those who are cooks, can you cook for 50 people in 1 hour?
That's right. Raghava Pandit and his sister, Damayanti.
Raghava Pandit, his sister, Damayanti, she is very expert.
At Santa Panihati, they were chanting day and night.
It says in Panihati, they were chanting day and night.
And they even forgot to eat.
They even forgot to eat.
And they started developing all kinds of mystical powers.
And they started developing all kinds of mystic powers.
Some were uprooting large trees.
Some were uprooting large trees.
Some were coming by light and dancing from one tree to another.
Some were gliding, dancing from one tree to another.
A 60-foot bamboo and playing it like a flute.
And some were holding a 60-foot bamboo and playing it like a flute.
Holding a bamboo is that's all. So,
anyway, holding a bamboo, that's quite something.
One guy, usually it takes 2 people.
Usually it takes 2 people.
At least.
At least.
So, like this. And then Lord Nityananda, he danced.
And when Lord Nityananda, he danced,
Lord Chaitanya appeared there.
Lord Chaitanya appeared there.
But he was invisible.
But he was invisible.
Except to Lord Nityananda.
Except to Lord Nityananda.
And Lord Nityananda said, Lord Chaitanya has come.
So Lord Nityananda said, Lord Chaitanya has come.
But he's not visible to you.
But he's not visible to you.
But he's wearing a garland of this particular scented flower.
He's wearing a garland of this particular scented flower.
And if you smell him, you can tell he's there by the smell.
You get what?
By the smell, you can tell that he's there.
And if you smell it, by the smell, you can tell he is there.
And then it was people.
And so people were just going,
Gauranga!
Ah, Gauranga!
Gauranga! They started rolling on the ground.
They started rolling on the ground.
Like love gas.
Like it was love gas.
So, what was your question?
What was your question again?
I don't know.
How to please Lord Nityananda.
Uh-huh. So, if you dance.
So, if you dance.
And chant Hare Krishna.
And chant Hare Krishna.
He may be pleased.
He will be pleased. He may be pleased.
But that will please the Guru also.
That will please the Guru also.
Right?
Right?
What does Judah Karma say?
What does Judah Karma Poo say?
Go! There's more questions, Ramon. 1, 2.
Lady Tarn. Lady Tarn. Guru Maharaj, we see that in the past times of Lord Nityananda with Jagai Madai and now with the dacoits, He never takes offense. He doesn't take things personally. And in my
pastimes of Jagan Mudra and now the dacoits, he never takes offense. He never takes things personally.
In my observation of you, in the grand positions that you've had, in the grand service that you do, you have never taken anything personally, and you continue to give from your heart. You continue to give from your heart.
Continue to give from your heart.
In all humility.
In all humility.
How can we perform our services, the many or few that they are?
How can we perform our services and many or few that they are?
In humility without taking things personally.
How can we perform our services and many or few that they are without, in that kind of humility without taking things personally?
I want to see Lord Nityananda. He wanted to see people become Krishna conscious.
We see Lord Nityananda. He wanted people to become Krishna conscious.
And that was his motive.
That was his motive.
And so I thought that we all try to make Krishna conscious, the people.
So like that, if we all try to make the people Krishna conscious,
that's the only thing that matters.
That's the only thing that matters.
We don't want to take things personally.
We don't want to take things personally.
We want to make people Krishna conscious.
We want to make people Krishna conscious. Last question.
Is there a question on online also?
There's a question here, but also online there's a question.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, you were sharing yesterday that we don't hand out japa beads to people who are not devotees, people who we just met. We give is a clicker, or we should give a clicker.
You were saying yesterday that we don't give beads to non-devotees or people that we just met, but we should rather could give a clicker.
And you were explaining that the reason is because Prabhupada said that if we give them japa beads, so we take the karma. So, and we see how in Vrindavan and Mayapur, the first comers that come to the temple, so beads are being given to them.
So we see that in Vrindavan and Mayapur, the first comers, the beads are given to them.
And also in other places, so the devotees also do that.
The question is how to
have the criteria when and when not to give beads or clickers.
So of when and when not to give beads to people.
Mayapur, we have certain beads, red color, that you will be able to teach them how to chant.
In Mayapur, we have certain beads, they're red color, they're given to people just to chant.
And if they want, they'll buy a set of beads.
If they want, they can buy a set of beads.
See, if someone buys a set, then no karma.
See, if someone buys a set, then there's no karma.
So if you give a set free.
If you give a set free.
Like at time of initiation, we give a set free of beads, and we have to take the karma.
Like at the time of initiation, we give a set of beads for free, and we have to take the karma of the disciple.
But the person is chanting 16 rounds, following the four regs.
But the person is chanting 16 rounds, following the four regs.
They will be Krishna conscious.
They will be Krishna conscious.
So we take that risk.
So we take that risk.
Okay. That's why the gurus are taking a lot of risk.
They are taking a lot of risk.
The disciples should be very careful. Not to break their principles. In the fifth canto, Prabhupada said that relations between husband and wife is considered celibacy.
In the fifth canto, Srila Prabhupada said that relation between husband and wife is considered celibacy.
No karma.
So there's no karma.
But if one has procreation like Krishna conscious child, that's a devotional service.
But if one has for procreation for a Krishna consciousness child, then that is devotional service.
And that's even higher. One thing is the karma, and one thing is devotional service.
So one thing is no karma, but another thing is devotional service.
So like that. We try to so if you sell beads, that would be the way.
So if you sell beads, that would be the way.
You can sell beads even for 1 cent.
You can sell beads for 1 cent.
It costs you a dollar, you sell it for 10 cents or something.
It costs you a dollar, you can sell it for 10 cents or something.
Whatever you sell, that's, you take money, you have to take something, right? If you take money, all right.
Whatever you sell, I mean, you have to take something. If you take money, then that's all right.
If you take no money, you take karma.
If you take no money, you take karma. The beads in Mayapur, we don't give free.
They can chant, and they have to give back the beads.
They have to give back the beads.
We tell them if they want to buy, they can buy it.
Then we tell them, you want to buy, that you have to buy them. Or you could buy them.
I don't know, someone might steal the beads.
I mean, I don't know, someone may steal the beads.
What's the karma if they steal your beads?
I don't know what's the karma if they steal your beads.
Some disciples come to me and say, oh, my beads were stolen.
Some disciples come to me and they say, oh, my beads were stolen.
What? And however, if you steal a bead from some famous guru, disciple, you can sell that at a premium.
In Mayapur, if you steal the beads from some famous guru,
you can sell it at premium.
You can sell it at premium.
Watch out for your beads.
So watch out for your beads. Guru Maharaj also said disciple. A famous guru or disciple?
All right.
All right.
There's some online question.
There was some online question.
All right.
We have cookies to distribute, so time constraint. Srila Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavat ki. Nityananda Ram ki. Nitai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Can you, Radha Raman, could you help me to distribute the cookies? Judah Karma Prabhu. What was that? I need help from Judah Karma Prabhu for what? Oh, Juna Karma Guru Maharaj is asking if you can help him distribute the cookies. Or take cookie. Distribute. I can hold this. You want to help distribute the cookies?
Okay.
Okay. You just hold the tray. Can you move the screen aside, please? Please come and take some Mahaprasad hot cookies from Jayapataka Maharaj's hands and Judah Karma Prabhu.
She's a walk from here.